Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me. I have a few guests on the line. We're going to get started. First of all, by just letting everybody know, this is going to air on Max Radio. It's a venture by Maxine Jones, former founding member of InVogue. So I really want to thank Max for giving me that platform to put this information out here. Tonight's show is really important, I think, because we're going to be talking about domestic violence. And a lot of things have been going on with domestic violence. I know that there was a young actress. She was killed not too long ago allegedly by her boyfriend. And then, I've heard, people go on to the clubs and they don't talk to a man or whatever. And that's not, I guess, domestic violence, but, it's still opposite sex, violence. So we're just going to get into a little bit of everything tonight. So my first guest, I want to make sure that they're here. If you're here, let me see. It's going to be Jared and Chantel, and they're actually calling all the way from the West Coast. I'm in Atlanta. They are actually calling from Vegas. And let me just make sure I got them on. Are you guys there? Chantel, you want to press 1, and I will connect you in. Are you there, Jared?
Yes.
You there, Jared? Hey, Jared,
hey,
how are you doing? Good. Great. I just want to make sure Chantel is on.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. How are you guys doing? I'm so happy to finally talk to you guys.
Yes, we're so excited to talk to you as well.
Yeah. That's my little audience. Now, you guys have what's called the Stolen Beauty Show, right? Am I saying it right?
That is correct.
Okay. And first of all, let's just tell everybody what you do. And tell them your complete names, because I don't want to mess your name up, Chantel.
Okay. Well, my name is Chantel Tolentino, but I go by Stolen Beauty on our actual YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I'm Jared Wilson, and they call me Jay Rich.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Now, how did you guys meet?
Well, we actually met through Instagram. That's how we actually met.
Mm-hmm.
I he liked a lot of my pictures and what he saw, and we just pretty much took it from there. We became really great friends professionally first, and then it kind of turned into us meeting up one day, and we really enjoyed each other's company, and the rest is history.
That is great. So, Chantel, you're a certified makeup artist, and Jay Rich does all your video production. Is that correct?
That's correct. He is the mastermind behind all the editing.
Sometimes, oh, my gosh.
Definitely also the filming. So it's, mm-hmm. it's awesome to be able to work with my boyfriend. And then also we're definitely close-knit as far as coming up with a lot of the ideas for the videos. And so it's mm-hmm. not just me. Of course, I'm behind the brand, but he's definitely 100%
right.
behind the brand as well, with a lot of the creativity that goes into it, the blood, sweat, and tears. So pretty much after everything is done, he's the one putting in a lot of time to make sure everything is amazing by the time.
Yes, everything. So. Yeah, it looks wonderful. The production
Thank
end of it,
you.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I get hooked. I'll look at a video, and I say, okay, I'm just going to look at this one. And then, like, I have my YouTube on autoplay, so the next one comes up, and I'm like, oh, my God. You guys, and you answered one of my questions. I was going to ask you who comes up with the ideas for the show, because the last one, I guess it was Jared's birthday, and you guys
mm-hmm.
did, like, the Coming to America type thing.
Yeah.
That was so funny. When you're
yeah,
brushing
was...
his teeth and all that.
Yeah, that was so hilarious.
Yeah,
that was
you guys,
idea,
yeah.
of course.
Yes, everyone has to check that out. Right,
yes,
right.
It, everyone, please
when
check
he
it
said,
out.
Can I go to the bathroom by myself today? I was like, okay, this is too funny. But so Chantel, tell me who came up with the idea of you putting together because they're mainly like tutorials, or it started off as makeup tutorials, correct?
Mhm. That's correct. Initially I wanted to be able to use YouTube as a platform to get a lot of like you said tutorials out for makeup, and then
mm-hmm.
Do a lot of hauls. So if I bought like a lot of must-have type of products, I wanted to share that with everyone and let them know, like, these are the must-have type of products. But then I started slowly seeing that, you know, there are a lot of other people that do it on YouTube as well. And
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to have something that was fresh and innovative. And I said, well, he already films me, and he already edits my videos as well. But
right.
I want to have him on the show. And I kind of wanted to have a lot of different things under one umbrella. And so
mm-hmm.
the Stolen Beauty Show is 8 years in the making, but you wouldn't really
oh,
know
okay.
that the way that we just kind of hit the ground running. And we've been
mm-hmm.
doing it about a year and a half, and we've been able to, you know, incorporate hotel reviews, movie reviews.
Yes, I love
food
it.
So
it makes me just
want to
travel.
Everyone. Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
I just really wanted it to be different because, you know, it's something where if a young lady was to watch, she'd be able to share her excitement with her significant other, because we do relationship topics as well. So it's not just
right.
geared to one audience. You can actually, the family can find something fun. You know, again, if
mm-hmm.
you're in a relationship, if you're single, you're going to get something that's very, very informative for you at the end of the day.
Right, right. Now, tell everyone how they can get to your show on YouTube before, you know, I want to make sure they can get to it. It's called
sure.
The Stolen Beauty Show.
Yeah, if they just type in Stolen Beauty, and it's actually spelled S-T-O-L-I-N and then beauty in the search bar in YouTube, it'll
mm-hmm.
go directly to our channel. And then they will be able to subscribe and also thumbs up their favorite videos. And so we definitely want to get a lot more subscribers on board with
yes,
this.
Yes, definitely.
Be able to put out more content. And then, of course, I'm on Instagram, Stolen Beauty. And then
mm-hmm.
Jared.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram as
yes.
well, One Rich, Very
oh.
Rich.
Okay, Jarrett. Now tell us, Jarrett, about some of the videos that you do as well, because I saw you do some. I'm laughing thinking about it. Some of the what did you Grandma? Who is Grandma? Or what's what's the one where Grandma is always calling you?
Oh yeah, I have a character, and it's basically Granny Be Like, and it's just like, you know how when you were little and your grandmother would tell you to do things, and she has this grandson. His name is Jarvis.
Is Jarvis' grandma anywhere around right now?
Let me see. Hold on a minute. Jarvis,
wipe your feet before you come in my house. Do you hear me? Huh? You hear me?
Now, I saw the one where I guess she wanted something that was across the room. She kept bugging him for it, some kind of salve, some kind of body rub or whatever. And she finally got it, and then she didn't even want it anymore. You guys have me cracking up all the time, both the shows. You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm the creator of Granny Be Like and the creator of I Laugh. You know, those are two things that I do, and it's very funny. And if people want to check it out, they go, like I said, they can go on my Instagram. That's the number one. And then it's Rich, R-I-C-H, and then it's J Rich, J-R-I-C-H. So it's One Rich, J Rich. And you can go on my Instagram, and, man, it's a lot of fun. It's really, really funny. People are always commenting, and they love it. They just love
it. I know.
I Laugh, and they love Granny Be Like. They love them both. So it's like,
I don't know.
They love them both. So, you know,
I love both sets of shows. I apologize. There's like a slight delay. But I love both sets of shows. Like I said, you guys always make me want to travel when I see the different restaurants and the hotels and things that you go to. But I really love how you guys are a power couple and you're doing it as a team, and it's just like you're going places fast. So I really appreciate you guys being on the show tonight. So, but before
you. Thank you so much. You know what they say,
you leave the
teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly.
You know what they
say,
teamwork makes the dream work.
Right. Chantel, before you go, you have to tell us, is there any type of quick beauty tip that you would give someone, like a best-kept secret type of beauty tip that they should know regardless of anything?
Yes, I would say skincare is so important because as a makeup artist, we can apply makeup. We know the application, but it's so important to keep your skin healthy and glowy and shiny because that's really what's going to make the makeup look even better. And so I would say definitely try to get as much rest as you can, drink lots of water, and definitely have a regular exercise regimen down because that's going to help your skin be its best. And, you know, keep the stress out of your life too. You know, a lot of stress can cause acne, can cause things that you don't want on your skin. So definitely that would be my secret to having flawless, you know, skin, vibrant skin, and when you take your pictures, you're just going to look so good. And I know that there's a lot of women that see a lot of trends that are going on when they do go on a lot of social media, and you have to just ask yourself at the end of the day, it's not for everybody. So sometimes we get caught up in the trends, we get into the cake phase, and we want everything to look like another person.
So just do what's best for your personality.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, Chantel, for that. I appreciate both of you guys coming on the show tonight on Racing Tides Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to have you guys back again. And I want to get some videos put up on my website as well. I'm putting some videos up on thinkless.com. So we'll talk about that. And so people can get, you know, get a link to, you know, to go to your show from my site. So we'll talk about that. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
And have a great evening.
So much.
All right. Bye-bye. 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 Wow, I'm so happy that they came through. I've been checking out their work for a long time. However, we're going to get this show pumped up. My next guest is Chi City Red, also known as Deldrick Red, and he's been Ginuwine's backup singer for 18 years. Wow, can you believe that? Let's go see if he is on the line and talk to this singer, this well-known entertainer. Chi, are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
how you doing? I'm doing. Hey.
Thank you so much for coming through tonight.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be considered. To even just be considered to come on, I feel great. I appreciate it.
But, you know, I was like, I know from seeing you on social media that your schedule is like bonkers. So for you to take out time just to come talk to us for a little while, I'm like, I'm so appreciative of that. I mean, yeah, and it was so funny because I know I'm from Connecticut. One time you guys were up in Connecticut, and I was like, man, I wish I could be up there. Next thing I know, you, like, cross the country somewhere, and then next thing I know, you're in Africa. So I'm like, wow, y'all, I'm surprised you guys haven't sprouted wings.
Well, the good thing about that is working for an artist that the people still love and demand for him to come and, you know, put on the show for them. So you have to thank the people, and you have to thank God for working with somebody as good, as great as Ginuwine.
Right, definitely. Now, let me ask you this. You told me you've been singing for 20 years, but 18 of those were with Ginuwine. How did you get started singing? Like, what age were you when you got started singing professionally?
Well, okay, I'm glad you put the professionally on that. Well, I started professionally at a very young age. I started singing with my family first and foremost. Then I got into my higher teens. I started traveling with different, what do you call, off-Broadway plays, you know.
Oh, okay.
Then from there, my brother, Dave Hollister, I'm pretty sure your audience knows who he is, sang with Blackstreet Before I Let You Go, and then went on to do a solo career. He brought me out to do background for him, and he and Ginuwine did a tour together. Both were releasing new albums, and I wound up singing for both Dave, my brother, and
Ginuwine. Wow. Oh, wait a minute. So Dave Hollister is your actual brother?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So who's the oldest? Who's the baby?
I'm 1 year younger than Dave.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You broke up just a little bit. 2 years?
Yeah, I know. 2 years.
Okay. So you guys just got talent running through your blood then. It's just does anyone else in the family sing? You guys just are just talented.
When I tell you my entire family from grandmother, grandfather passed it on down to, and it's so amazing that the younger ones are picking up the mantle and going so far with it as well. They're really getting into instruments and, you know, really honing their crafts. And it's love. You should be around the table for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow. Oh, my God. I can imagine. Do you guys ever record it, like put it on film?
We've done some stuff in the past. You know, most of it is caught up on Facebook and stuff like that. My father has a collection of VHS tapes that he's made over the year, because we used to have an annual concert we did. Those holidays, we'll get together and watch those things around the table and laugh together.
Right. Because I was going to say, the way you sound, y'all need to just have a camera set up in the middle of the room, in the corner of the room, and just catch whatever happens to go on, you know, because you know how people just bust out singing and stuff like that.
Oh, of course.
You know?
It always happens. My family's so crazy when it comes to that. You can't, like if you tell somebody to pass you the peas, they got to sing it.
Uh-huh.
just crazy like that.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah,
can you give us a little example, Shai?
It goes something like, you know, you're around a table, you eating, you somebody be like, can you please pass me the peas?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just imagining how your brother would answer you.
He was like, no problem, but can you pass me the mashed potatoes?
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like fun. That sounds like a fun family. Wow. So when you, so that, I don't even have to ask, did you sing growing up in church? Did you sing at church? That's a given.
My grandfather was the pastor, so that was a given. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So tell us, Shai, what is your daily routine when you're not on tour? Because I know it's like, you know, tour life, you know, can be hectic. You're traveling from city to city. But what is like a daily routine for you, like when you're not traveling around?
When I'm not traveling, I have to come home and be the father and the husband.
Mm-hmm.
I have three teenagers. I have a older son that's 15 years old. Shout out to DJ. He's really into the singing and entertainment right now. And I have twins that are 14.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Marty and Drea, and then my lovely wife Amina. We're all here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we have to do the daily thing. You know, I don't claim celebrity status or anything like that, but you know, that tour life is be very hectic. So when I come home, it's all about winding down and just being
exactly
father.
Right. That's great. I'm sure it's been crazy. You know, I don't know how it goes, but all the women throwing themselves at you and everything. I'm sure that I'm imagining it can be crazy. You know, so but
yeah,
I know. But it sounds like you're a family man. You got your priorities, so that ain't nothing you ain't have to worry about, you know?
That I'm not worried about. But before I was a married man, I watched it and you know, I seen it. That
mm-hmm.
road life is something very serious. If you're not prepared
for it,
you go down in flames.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So let me ask you this. What would you tell someone that is trying to get into the business or that's like a rookie in the business, you know, because a lot of people, I know I was, you know, when I was telling you about my show and what kind of questions I would ask you, you know, I always try to give people scenarios or advice or suggestions on their journey to success. What suggestions would you give to someone who's looking to enter this business and have longevity like yourself?
First and foremost, I would tell them to know what they want to do as far as getting
mm-hmm.
into the business. If you're going to be going out to be a background vocalist or something like that, become a background vocalist and really know what that entails. You're
mm-hmm.
a supporting artist, you know.
Right.
Wouldn't be a smart thing to try to go out, because that's how I started off, trying to be an artist and a background singer, dressed in certain ways to show the people.
Oh, okay.
Who I was and stuff like that. And then you get sat down and you have to realize, look, you work for somebody. You just can't come out here and think you're a star and stuff like that. And you have to you have to know where you want to go with it. Do you want to just use
mm-hmm.
background vocalists as a trampoline to get to the artistry part of it? Because there's been quite a few artists that has come out from being background vocalist, such as Tank. He used to sing for Ginuwine. Raheem
uh-huh.
Devon used to sing for Ginuwine. And, you know, you have to accept your role in it. And
uh-huh.
if you do that, you'll really have longevity in the game.
Right. Wow, we really
How to get into it, I was blessed to get into
uh-huh.
it because I sang for my brother. And it went on from there. I went from Dave Ginuwine to – I used to sing with Aaliyah. God bless her before she passed.
Okay.
Eric Seitz, yes, that's my friend.
Oh,
yeah, he used to play.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Nissan and Rapture, all those guys used to play for Ginuwine and Aaliyah at the same time.
Wow, that is great, man. And the thing about it, you guys, like you said, you guys are so humble and it's like you're successful and you're doing this, you've been doing this for years, unlike other people that I've met, and they're just like, they'll look at you like they ain't got the time of day, but I really appreciate you taking out time to speak with me and, you know, just give, like, encouraging words to other people that are out there, you know, to let them know that there are successful people and they're willing to, you know, spend a few minutes talking to others about their career advice and things like that.
Right. Let me say this one thing right quick. As being a background vocalist and doing it for so long, I don't want people that do this background vocalist to feel like they're not good enough to be up front. That's the case. And then I want you to understand that, you know, everybody's not meant to be up front. Know your role.
Right.
And play along with it, and then when it's your turn, you jump at the chance for your turn, and whatever that comes out, then you go from there.
Right. That's completely understandable. Yeah, that is completely understandable. That's some good advice, too. Let me ask you, what is your favorite song, though? Out of all the songs, oh, man, I was trying to think of, like, all the Genuine songs. Like Tony, So Anxious, Differences, Well, I Love You, More Each Day. First of all, do you get tired of people saying, oh, sing Tony or sing this or sing that? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you guys go on tour so much.
I never get tired of that because that's what brings home the donuts. That's what brings home the bacon for me.
Right. That's true.
Yay, but if I have to say my favorite song, it has to be Pony. Because no matter what time within the show, whenever that song comes on, the crowd is going to go bananas, and it brings the energy and the hype. So I have to say
Pony. Well, that's cool. Let me see. There is one person online. I'm not sure if they are hanging on to ask you a question. Caller, if you want to ask Shy City Red a question, press number 1. And if not, I know that that's a listener and they're a little bit shy. But if you want to ask a question, press number 1 and we'll click you on in there. Otherwise, I want to thank you so much again for joining us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and air this on Max Radio, Deldrick. So your friends and family, if they want to hear it, they can tune in to Max Radio. Once again, thanks. Shout out to Maxine Jones for giving me this platform to put my show on. So
no problem. And, I appreciate you even thinking of.
Oh, definitely. Now let me just ask you because I guess the way that I came across you on social media is because you had a video when you were with Claudia. I was a PR on indie movie when I met Claudia or whatever, but. Are you guys on tour now? And if somebody wants to, find out where the next tour stop is, how can they find that out?
I don't have his website. Most of the time, you can go online
just go
and just pull up Genuine tour dates, and everything will be right there. We're not on an official tour. We're doing a lot of spot dates right now, which means
that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, so we're home during the week, and then we'll maybe have an entire weekend full of shows that we have to do. Like this weekend, we're on our way to Louisville. So if you got any Louisville, Kentucky people out there want to come and hang out and you know, have a good time, let them know that Genuine will be in the building on this coming Saturday.
Okay, definitely. We appreciate that so much. Well, safe travels to you. Continued blessings, and thank you so much, Deldrick. Thanks for being on Racing Ties Live, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. All right.
All
God
right,
bless.
Have a great night. You too. We'll be right back with my next guest on Racing Ties Live.
Just buzz the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans for you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy, cry for you. Do things when you want me to, like control. Aggressive, tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe. Knowing I lie for you, thinking I die for you. Jealousy, cry for you when you want me to.
Thanks for hanging on in there with me on Racing Ties Live. My next guest, hey, Kenny. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Kenneth, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. It's been years since I've talked to you. It's like, I don't even know how many years.
You know,
but
we go back like the Watchtower and the Awake.
Look, don't start.
You know.
What's that?
We go back like the Assemblies and Natives.
I know, right? So, Kenneth, this is Kenneth Thompson. Kenneth, please tell me all of your titles so everyone can know what your background is.
I'm the executive director and founder of the Dusty Rhythm Foundation Incorporated. I'm also the founder of Education Before Basketball Program, and the founder of United in Ball and Light.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, first of all, how old are you, Kenneth?
I'm 50.
You're 50. Now, can you take us back to why you started you told us about the Gussie Wortham Program.
Gussie Wortham Foundation.
Gussie Wortham Foundation. Can you tell us why you started that?
Well, 5/24/81 is a date that stands out to me. That's the day that my sister was murdered by her husband.
Wow, my gosh! And how old were you at that time?
At the time, I had just turned 15 because my birthday is also in May.
Oh, that's okay. And how old was your sister at that time?
She had to be probably in her 30s at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
She had three daughters and a son, three small children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, four small children. She had three girls and a boy.
Okay. And, you know, and that's when I remember meeting Aunt and Ginger and Kim at that time, and I didn't realize, you know, everything that they had been through. So fast forward, what year did you start the Gussie Wortham Foundation because of your sister's death?
2004.
What was it that said, you know what, I want to start a foundation, and actually what does your foundation do?
Well, what made me want to start is that I saw not only my sister lose her life because of the domestic violence. I also saw other family members go through it.
Right. Yeah.
What we do, we're more of a outsource for people. We give them information on where, you know, as far as shelters. We also assist people as far as trying to help them with clothing, food, and, you know, Just try to give them the information that a lot of people don't seek. That's really, really out there. It's easy to find, but a lot of people won't take the chance to do it. So we try to be a resource for people.
Right. Well, that's great, Kenneth. That's, like, really great. Now, did you I know you're in Virginia now, correct?
Nope, I'm in South Carolina now.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay. You started this while you were still in Connecticut, though, right?
Yes, right. I started in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you're doing both of your other programs also in South Carolina, you said?
Well, right now, everything is still being done in Connecticut. I still have the Education Before Basketball program being run in Connecticut. I'm looking to branch out here as far as that goes, as far as, because I'm in a state right now where we're fifth in domestic violence. But we're first in domestic violence deaths.
Oh, my God.
As far as South Carolina goes, yes.
I did not realize that. And why I was, you know, so interested in having you on as well is because there was a young lady. I only met her one time. She's a very well-known actress in the local community down here. And she's like the sweetest girl. And, you know, next thing I know, a few months later, we hear that she, you know, is allegedly, they didn't catch him yet, but he met up with her in a parking lot and shot her and took her life. You know, I don't want to generalize it. I don't know the details, but basically it was because he was jealous, you know.
Right.
So
yeah, because, statistics say more than three women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends every day in the U.S.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And now, are there, like, any, like, red flags or signs that a female should look out for?
Well, always check the five cycles. That's what I always tell people, which is physical violence, the sexual violence, the threats of violence, the psychological abuse, the emotional abuse. But there's also one more piece of that a lot of people leave out in that cycle. It's the financial piece of it. The financial piece. A lot of people control women or their family circle financially. So that's also a form of abuse too.
Oh, wow. Now, let me go over those again. You said the sexual abuse, the threats of abuse,
violence,
psychological, violence,
emotional,
physical, emotional, and then the financial.
And financial, right.
Wow. So, do you tell, women what they should do or, if you see this, let me give you a scenario, Kenneth, and you tell me, like, what you would suggest. Say I'm in a relationship and I've been with him maybe 4 or 5 years. You know, we're solid, or either we're probably married. And we do have, let's say we have 2 little kids, maybe ages 5 and 6 or something like that. And then she starts seeing these red flags. Maybe he hits her. And maybe he threatens that he's going to do something more harm to her. What do you suggest to someone like that that's, in a committed relationship? They have a family foundation. They have little kids. You know what I mean? She doesn't have any money saved. What do you suggest?
Tell her to get out. I mean, that's all you can do. But it's a choice you have to make. Because look at it this way, and I'm going to throw this at you. Men who as children witnessed their parents' domestic violence were twice as likely to abuse their own wives than sons of nonviolent parents. So more than likely, in order for him to be that way, he's seen it somewhere.
Oh,
so he knows how it looks.
Okay.
He knows what it'll produce if he does it. It's not just something out of the blue he decided to do. Just like with dating violence. Dating violence is the same with domestic violence also. It starts with these young kids dating each other. You're not going to leave me. If you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. So now he or she feels like they're committed to that person. When in reality, walk away from it. Sometimes it's better to walk away. Also, when you do walk away, don't let everybody know, because a lot of women, they make the mistake of they tell grandma, they tell auntie, they tell sister, I'm taking all my stuff and I'm leaving. Next thing you know, he's calling up. Where is she? Where is she?
You're right.
They're telling.
Yeah.
Somebody's telling. Somebody's going to tell where you are. So the best thing to do is break all those ties Make sure you duplicate everything that you need that is important. You know, all documents, everything. Make sure you duplicate that stuff. And when you leave, you know, make a clean break. Just go. Don't tell nobody where you're going. You know, just
for
go.
Your own safety.
For your own safety.
Wow.
Because I'm gonna throw another stat. I'm gonna throw another stat at you. Every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is being assaulted or beaten. Now that's every nine seconds.
That's too often.
Every
that
9 seconds.
That is too often. Every 9 seconds, that is crazy. My gosh. Wow. So Kenny,
I'm going to pose a question to you.
Sure.
What do you think is worse, physical or emotional abuse?
You know what? I guess the obvious would be to say physical. But I'm going to say, because you posed that question to me, I'm going to say emotional because it lasts longer.
Yes, exactly. Those scars don't go away. Physical scars can heal, but those emotional scars are going to stay with you until the next relationship, until you cleanse yourself emotionally, physically, whatever, of all the things that you've been through.
Wow. Kenny, have you seen like a certain age range where maybe the woman puts up with it more so than other times, or you know,
I think more in that teenage to your early 20s, mid 20s. I think that those are the ones that really, really, you know, put up with that nonsense for some reason. I don't know why.
Right. Exactly. Let me.
I think a lot of it too is because they all live in the same community too. Also, so I mean, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Let me get you to give your contact information for the Gussie Wortham Foundation if someone wants to get more information from you, Kenneth. How can they reach you regarding the Gussie Wortham Foundation?
Our website is www.gussiewortham.org. Our number is 843-796-3989, or you can try 860-888-9945.
Okay, so you said 843-796-3989 or 860-888?
Yep, 9945.
9945, and that's for the Gussie Wortham Foundation. Now, before I start closing out, I want to ask you, and then I do have a caller. I'm not sure if this caller wants to ask you a question or not, but if you do, caller, press number 1, and then I will link you in. What I want to ask you about the Education Before Basketball, tell us about your programs, the Education Before Basketball, and the other one is called again?
United in Ball and Life.
United in Ball and Life. Okay. So are they similar?
And you can go on you can go on YouTube and Facebook and check out those United in Ball and Life and also the Education Before Basketball. But Education Before Basketball was started with the premise of being a part of the domestic violence cycle, because I figured if we can bring in young men and teach them respect, not only to respect themselves but to respect those of them around them. You know, that can break part of the cycle.
Right. Yeah. That's a major factor. And
also
so what do you do when you bring
these,
in?
Also to let these young men know too that education is a lot more important than athletics, because a lot of programs throughout the country, they use these kids for their athletic abilities and then they throw them away after the kid is either aged out, or the kid is, you know, he been dropped out of school. He's no use to their programs, so they throw these kids away. You know.
Yeah, that's not cool.
A lot of these programs don't say that they take at risk kids. They should. Those are the kids you need to take at risk.
Exactly. Instead of just looking for. And what? By the way, I've seen your pictures with some of the boys. You have trophies in your hand and everything. So it looks like whatever you're doing a mighty good job of it.
Right. We also do a fundraiser, which is a basketball tournament. It's called the Gussie Wortham B-Ball Classic. And the monies that we do the monies that we do raise, we donate to various causes. Also, we donate to, you know, various domestic violence shelters, too.
Wow, that's wonderful. And that is that down here in South Carolina? Or is that that's in still Connecticut, right?
Matter of fact, we haven't really started anything yet. We've been, me and my right hand have been, Dana have been brainstorming on what to do in South Carolina. And Connecticut, we've done a lot. I mean, I've put in a lot of time and money and effort in Connecticut to the point where I had to leave there because I felt like I wasn't being productive.
You just kind of got settled and comfortable.
Put me here for a reason. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think because a lot of people kept expecting stuff from me. That's what it was, too. You
know,
you do something for someone, they expect it the next year, then the next year, then the next year. And that's not good.
Right.
You know, I want you to.
Right.
I'll help you, but you also got to meet me halfway with helping.
Exactly. You got to help yourself, you know. And then, like
you
said,
And I think God put me in a position where being here, because of how high the domestic violence rates are here, I think this is the perfect platform, the perfect place to be in.
Exactly. So now you have to force yourself to spread yourself wider and to put more effort into what you're doing. That's a great thing, you know. Definitely. Wow, Kenneth, I'm so happy that, you know, you were able to spend some time talking with us tonight. If anyone has any more information about domestic violence, the signs of domestic violence, or some resources that they can turn to, Kenny will possibly refer you in the right direction with the Gussie Wortham Foundation. Was there anything else that you want to tell our listeners before we start closing out?
Right. There's one more thing that we're working on right now.
Uh-huh.
In the month of August of next year, we're trying to get 12 young men from Connecticut to go to Jamaica to play in a basketball tournament, but also do community service in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. So
that's
that
what I'm working on.
Wonderful.
That's what we're working on right now. We're working on that now, trying to find sponsors.
That would be great. So you said you're trying to find sponsors for, and what
right.
ages?
So far I have two.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Two good solid sponsors. I'm working on some more. It's U16 boys. I'm going to start with boys first and then hopefully 2018 do girls and then, you know, continue on. I want to be able to build this where something that's being done every year, where we're going to different countries doing community service, showing these kids that you're not the only one in your country that needs assistance, that are going through those things. There's other kids, other places in the country, in the world, that are going through the same things.
Exactly. Wow, Kenneth. We appreciate all of your efforts, everything that you've done in Connecticut, and now you're spreading yourself out to South Carolina. We definitely appreciate it. I know that I've visited a few shelters down here in Atlanta, and there's just so much that needs to be done. You know, a lot of times when people say, oh, yeah, just, you know, drop off some clothes and something like that. No, it's so much more that
exactly.
you know, could be done to help people, that if you go there and you talk to them and you, you know, talk to someone individually, you realize that, hey, some of these abused women, their kids are going to school with other kids every day. You don't know that they're living in a shelter because of, you know, the privacy laws and things like that. But they need assistance, so it's a great thing that you are providing some resources and some referrals for them. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight, Kenneth. We got to have you on again, and it's good to hear from you. Kenneth is like family. I don't think we even met. Our parents just have always. I mean, I've always known you because our parents have known each other for like years and years.
Right. Yep.
You know, and my mom still talks about your mom like every week. She's telling me she's, you know, seeing her, talk to her, or whatever. So that's a wonderful thing.
She's still out there pioneering. She's still out there pioneering, doing her field service. You know, she's getting
wow.
it in.
How,
getting
how
in her
old
hours.
Is your mom? How old is she
Mom's
now?
82. She's 82.
Oh my God! Wow.
That's, you know,
and she's still
everybody
active.
Everybody always. Yeah, she's still doing her
wow.
thing.
Wow. That
yeah,
is
she,
wonderful.
You know what? Everybody asks you about, you know, when people always ask about your role model, your mentor. That's my role model. That's my mentor.
Right. That's beautiful.
Don't get no better than that.
Man. Exactly, exactly. And you want to tell everyone how many brothers and sisters you have?
Why we had to go there?
Well, because they can see that you're how family oriented you are.
It's nine of us. I'm the youngest of nine.
So, oh wait, so you're the youngest?
Youngest of nine, yeah.
I forget that I think of the grandchildren, so I'm thinking, but yeah, you are the
right.
baby.
Wow, yeah,
that's
baby.
Wonderful. Well, hey, that is great, Kenny. We really appreciate everything that you're doing, and I hope you join me again on my show. I'm going to go
Definitely.
Ahead and post this up on Max Radio so you can share it around. Tell everybody in Connecticut who may have missed you tonight to, you know, definitely check it out. I did have another caller. I'm not sure if they wanted to talk to you. Caller, if you want to speak, press number one now or forever hold your peace. Once again, caller, if you want to speak, press number one now or forever hold your peace. Oh, let's see. So what I'm going to actually do, oh, and I think they do want to speak. Let's see right quick. Caller, you're on the air live with Racine Tide. You got about 2 seconds. What's your name?
Hey, what's up, Asanaya? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yes.
And you did you hear us talking about domestic violence?
Yeah, I saw that you had posted the show on Facebook, so I decided to call in. I think
Great.
A lot of people don't realize how bad it's gotten to the point
right.
of the fact that there are many children that are dealing with domestic violence within teen couple abuse, which is crazy.
Right,
because you don't
right.
understand, like, how are you in somebody else's house and you're still getting abused by your significant other? Like, why isn't your parents having none of this situation? You know, but
yeah.
a lot of girls will kind of hide that or they think that, you know, they've heard that whole thing of, you know, a guy doesn't like you or love you if he doesn't hit you type BS. So we have
mm-hmm.
grown up that, you know.
Have you heard about
so,
that before, Kenny?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Also think, picture this in your mind. You got millionaire wives walking around with sunglasses and turtlenecks in the summertime.
Yes.
Why would
right.
that be? Why would that
oh,
happen?
Because they get neighbors whooped.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So somebody's frustrated.
Yeah.
I call it the kick the dog syndrome. That's the first thing
yes.
the person does when they're pissed off. They come in and kick the dog. You know.
Yep.
Oh,
so now
goodness.
They come in and they hit the wife. You know.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it trickles down. People always think it just affects adults and children. It affects the animals
mm-hmm.
in the household too.
Yes.
That's the
right.
crazy thing about domestic violence.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling, caller. I have one more caller who wants to talk, and I'm going to go ahead and buzz them in. Caller, you're live on the air with Racine Tide and Kenneth Thompson. Hello, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Racine, and hi, Kenneth.
Hi.
I'm Jan Bush, and I appreciate...
Oh, hey, Jan.
Hey.
How are
I've been
you?
Enjoying... I'm doing great. And I'm no longer domestically abused, so I know a lot about
Thank
it.
God.
And
oh,
I tell you what,
God.
it doesn't, just like you're saying, it doesn't care how much money you're living with
Mm-mm.
and
right.
or what your color is or what your income
right.
is or any of that.
Right.
It's there, and it's so much of it is hidden. Like you're
mm.
saying, it can be hidden under sweaters, but there's so much emotional abuse and
Right.
people that are strong, and you would never dream that they could be controlled, but they get snapped in there, and it's so repetitive, the
mm-hmm.
abuse, that sooner they feel like they can't get out because they're told they're
wow.
nothing.
Jan,
and,
thank you so much. Uh-huh. Yes, and I did not realize that was a situation you dealt with. I'm actually... I want to thank you so much, Jan, for calling in.
Yeah.
We're thank you, and I have to have you on the show as well very soon. But you
well,
have a good night.
Yeah, you guys
You have
too.
A good night. Okay. Kenneth, thank you so much for being on the
thank
show
you.
Tonight. Once again,
thank
the
you.
Number is 843-796-3989, and I want to thank everyone for joining the Racine Tide live show. It's going to air on Max Radio by Maxine Jones, a former founding member of InVogue. Check me out on my website, thinkblessed.com. www.dustywortham.com and check my book out. Success Looks Good on Me. You can check it out on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But that's it for tonight, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks for joining Racine Ties Live.